Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
But first,
hello.
I've been laughing the whole break.
Why?
Jukebox 305. Ref, word cushion check.
Really got you there.
I'm like, oh my goodness. All right. The Demesman and Dover. All your legal needs. All your legal needs.
The home windowplex, by the way, it's become synonymous with you bashing your microphone with a flying knee.
That's actually, it is the cord when I whip it around over the mic.
Whip it, all right.
So I got to tell you, cloud in the sky, breeze, I can't see anything moving, so I can't tell you which direction the breeze is moving, but it looks like it's about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And I would say right now it is about 80 degrees.
All right. How do you do, Froggy?
Correct. Not a cloud in the sky. Sunny, 82 degrees at the moment. Winds at 10 miles per hour coming out of the east, southeast. You're looking at lows of 65.
He's a golfer.
No chill in the air tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, last night.
A little bit. Yeah, I woke up. It was a little breezy. Yeah, it was nice.
A little bit nippy.
Well, let's get a little snippy with the mix bag. What do you got for us today, Marcos?
I got a violent mix bag.
Oh,
and you know why?
Why?
It's because I'm talking UFC, baby.
Yeah, dude. What a card this weekend.
Yeah.
What a card this weekend.
Let us go to the octagon where friend of the show, Alexander Volkanovski. See how I did that? I had to really try for that one. Regained his status as champion. He broke the curse of the 35-year-old UFC fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Defeated the odds. It wasn't looking good for him at a certain point. And I saw his posts.
Well, he got it was funny. Like he won, and I don't think there was really any controversy around it. But he also took a licking. Like he took some shots.
Yeah,
he won, but he lost.
Yeah,
didn't he lose sight in his left eye or something?
Oh man,
he took some bad. Yeah, he did. J Fig, he did lose sight in one round, and then he comes back and goes, I can see again.
What do you mean? Looks very scary.
Just came back.
He got some nasty cuts, but he still won. Yeah. He still won. Like I think the 4-1. I think it was probably the score that he won by, which is what two of the judges had. And I'm happy for him. I think it's an awesome thing, and it was a really cool moment for him to come back from two knockout losses.
Mm-hmm.
But see, here's the thing: it's not just they were knockout losses. Took one on 10 days notice to try and beat Islam. After Islam's opponent fell out, remember he almost beat Islam. I thought that he did beat Islam when he fought him. Should have been double champ. So you go from that close to then you fight him on 10 days notice. You get head kicked.
Yeah.
And then you decide, you know what? No rest for me. Back in 2 months to defend my featherweight title, and you get knocked out by Topuria.
Yeah.
So it was really like, man, he never.
It's a bad run of fights. It wasn't his abilities. It was just a bad run of fights where he took on heavy hitters the whole, you know.
With no rest.
No rest
or prep. So what did he have to say?
This is winning interview in the Octagon.
Oh, man. It's good to be back. Man, I've never felt the love so much. Oh, man. I was saying all week, even to the camera before I walked out, I said, you know, I promised my girls I'll bring the belt back to them. But then I was thinking, look, it doesn't matter about bringing the belt back. I think the message was, man, a lot of people counted me out, right? Coming off two knockout losses. The 35-year-old curse, 36 years old, big break, and come back and beat a gun like Diego Lopez, who come and bring it. Mate, it's good to be back for everyone watching. Hey, adversity is a privilege. You hear people talk about that all the time. It truly is. This moment is incredible. Izzy had a big moment here last time. I had a big moment. Shout out to Izzy. But hey, I love you all. I really appreciate you.
That is a beautiful statement, that adversity is a privilege. And to overcome adversity like this, please speak to us about what was it like to have those two knockout losses, to have the creeping doubts.
Well, it's an opportunity. You get adversity. If you build yourself back, it's only going to make you stronger, even if it doesn't work out. But a lot of times it does, if you really pursue it. And look what can happen. Break records. This people are going to write books about. This is going to be movies, you know what I mean? Like, that type of that's what it's all about. Hey, Miami, I love ya!
Wow. I love that guy, man. Wow.
We call that the parting pop.
Wow.
Hey, so
that was good.
He's actually a fun dude.
Yeah.
Right?
He also agrees with me with my whole shark versus alligator take.
Well, he said he doesn't mess with crocs. He said saltwater crocs are, he goes, those, you
aggressive.
Can't, you don't mess with them. But he'll go and swim with sharks, because Australia.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Catch snakes.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, Australians have to deal with some of the most dangerous animals. I had a, Dave, I can't think of his last name right offhand. Our right guard was from New Zealand when I was in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He would bring back pictures of just 15-foot pythons crossing the street or hanging from a tree.
That sounds like Everglades now.
Yeah. No, but I ain't got to go in the Everglades. I got to cross the damn street.
You're going to the grocery store.
Right.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
More from UFC, our boy, another friend of the show. Patty the Batty.
Oh, Patty the Batty.
Yeah. Who fought Jim Miller?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Chase Hooper.
Ah. How did, what happened?
Chase Hooper whooped his ass.
I was wondering... Cause you know we had a
Chase is good though. Like, dude, like Chase is good. He's 25 years old. He's and Jim's 40. Like, you know, like they gave him, and he even said he goes, I'm kind of tired of being a bold guy. Cause they've given him Clay Guida and Jim Miller's last two. He's like, so, but he was, he won that pretty handily, but not as bad. Nobody took an ass kicking like Michael Chandler did from Patty Pimblett. Dude. Like that was an ass kicking.
That was not close.
Not even close.
That knee that he caught him with that bust him open.
Yep.
Like, I'm surprised that wasn't a knockout blow.
Yeah, and then he got into it with Colby Covington afterwards. Yeah. Colby was trying to pull a Leon Edwards. Remember when Leon Edwards did that to Jorge Masvidal? That's when he got the three-piece in a soda. Wow. He kind of tried to do the same thing. He was chirping at Patty while Patty was doing his winning interviews, and so they got into it back and forth. So, I don't know. I don't think he's going to fight. Nah, I don't think so. Colby's look, respectfully to Colby, he's a little washed right now. He's kind of long in the tooth. He's not really relevant in any picture. And I don't even really feel like, you know, he's gotten killed his last couple fights. Like, he got killed by Joaquin Buckley.
We have this same conversation about other fighters that, you know, the way they fight, you don't care that they haven't won.
Yeah, but I think there's a ton of options. I think Patty's got the right message. Go fight. He wants to go beat the best guys in the division. Beat Charles Oliveira. Beat Dustin. Beat Gaethje. Like, that's the way to go.
Yeah, right. For sure. Gaethje hasn't had a fight for a while. That'd be a good little gatekeeping, like, welcome to, you know, the club of excellence, if you will. But like I mentioned, Patty here, and like you mentioned, had this exchange with Colby Covington. I apologize in advance. I don't have subtitles for this. I was doing my best, and I understood a majority of it. But this is Patty dismissing Colby Covington following his victory.
Backstage with Colby Covington.
Mr. Irrelevant. Tarnished Irrelevant. The whopper.
Yeah, what was that about?
Just come over, start and chat shit, didn't he, lad? Because he seen there was a camera. Come over and start to say, oh, you fight scrubs. Like, lad, you... He said something about Chandler being 2-4 or something. Isn't he 2-4 in his last six? Something like that. He's an absolute bum, lad. He's nearly 40. He's trying to stay relevant by jumping on me while there's a camera there. Well, not jumping on me, just talking shit. I seen him a power slap the other week and walked past him staring at him. And he just looked at the floor like the little p***y boy he is. When there's a camera there, he tries to say something. But he got tethered, know what I mean? We all absolutely terrorised him. Got told to leg it. Tried to keep shouting. Got told to button his shirt up the f***ing wall.
I didn't understand, like, the last 15 seconds of that whatsoever.
Wait, when we had him on and I said that, you lied and said, I heard everything. Oh. No, you didn't. You lied.
It gets thicker. It gets,
you lied.
It goes in and out, dude. It goes in and out.
Well, absolutely togged him.
No. No chance.
He's an absolute bum.
That was amazing. That was
he couldn't have called him just a bum. No. Absolute, no conversation, no arguments. Bum.
There's no gray area.
No gray area.
Jeez. That's good.
He was like, What did he say something about slapping him and then walking over him and looking down at the floor?
I saw my power slap. He looked at the floor like the little P-boy that he is. I was like, whoa!
Oh, Steph said Patty's trying hard to be McGregor.
I disagree, though.
He's a Scouser. That's how they talk.
He really is so authentic himself, you know?
The one thing, I know that like he ended up kind of calling out Connor afterwards, but he didn't in the octagon, and I thought that was the smart move. That would have been the obvious thing to do. His move, everybody, because Connor was like, oh, I'm interested in the fight, even though he's not fighting. Like, it's a waste of time to chase the Connor fight, which is smart by Patty. He called out the best guys in the division. Give me any of them. Sarukian, Charles Oliveira, whatever gets him to the title, that is the smart move. What's going to put a rocket to his back is becoming the world champ and continue to do that. Everybody did think that this guy was a bit of a McGregor cop. He's gotten better every time he's gotten in there. Now he beats Michael Chandler. Yes, Michael Chandler has a terrible record. He's new Cowboy Cerrone, but he beat the hell out of him. He railroaded him.
Michael Chandler's one of those guys that they keep putting on these cards, and he doesn't win.
He doesn't, but he's gone from competitive to spunky to entertaining. He's gotten his ass kicked the last few times. I really think, to Michael's problem, one, he's getting old, and two, taking 2 years off waiting for Conor McGregor ruined his career. Like, he doesn't even look like he can compete now. So,
the worst you can do is, what, 8 months?
Yeah.
When you start going a year without injury, 2 years, you're
an absolute boom.
He's not in the same class as Sugar Sean, right?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so, because I think he's a little more well-rounded. I think Sean's a great striker.
Yeah.
But I think Patty has shown, like, he won this fight. He won everything in this fight. Like, he was kind of known as just a grappler. His striking wasn't that good. Even his fight against Tony Ferguson, like, wasn't too impressive. People thought that he lost to Jared Gordon. Man, this was a throttling. I mean, he that knee that he busted him open with, so impressive. Could have basically finished the fight however he wanted to.
Yeah, for sure.
The great thing about UFC is we don't protect the undefeated like we do in boxing. So these young guys have an opportunity to work their way up once they get into the UFC. Whereas in boxing, you won't even bring them to a big promotion unless you're going with a 20-0, 25-0.
And the only reason he was mad at McGregor from this weekend was because McGregor came out publicly and he bet $500,000 on Michael Chandler. And he was upset because he goes, you bet on a Yank? I thought the Scousers and Irish together. So he was insulted. He's like, I thought we were supposed to be together. Like,
yeah.
You know, from and you're betting on a Yank? An absolute
500
boom.
Large.
Lost 500 large.
I mean, why?
Because he's an absolute boom.
You know what that is?
Okay.
That was a petty bet.
Yep.
You threw away 500,000 just to not show support for Patty.
Now, okay, did he show his ticket or did he just say that because he's Conor McGregor?
I think he just said it. He didn't do the Floyd Mayweather where you show your ticket.
He didn't bet a dime. He did not bet a dime.
Drake won? A lot of people said that Volk broke the Drake curse.
Broke the Drake curse. Well, I was surprised by that.
Powerful.
Another win for Drake.
What? Take a break. Back after this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.